Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you asking the court to do something that spells out a school funding formula?
This is not about the school finance formula itself. It's about the voucher programs. It says to create a system of public schools. It doesn't say anything about creating two parallel systems and sucking the money out of the public school system and providing it to the private school system, which is what is happening.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
EMJ.
Garcia back here at Fiserv Forum as the Bucks hold off the Chicago Bulls tonight, 118-109. First of four matchups between these two teams this season. And a couple of big takeaways. Again, three more blocked shots from Brook Lopez. He's blocked 20 shots in the last six games after starting the season with just two blocks through the first four games. And the third time in the last four games that Giannis has scored 30 or more points in a game. He had 54 against the Indiana Pacers. A fourth time in the last five, I should say. 54 against the Indiana Pacers. Erupted against the Orlando Magic over the weekend, albeit in a loss, scoring 36. And now tonight, 35 points and 11 rebounds for Giannis. So three consecutive games we've seen him eclipse that 30-point mark. Looking more and more like the Giannis we saw the past few years, where I do think part of this was simply a feeling out process, and he and Damian Lillard trying to navigate these waters and figure out this new partnership, where each other like to get the ball and building in some of that chemistry. You almost get the sense that Giannis just recognized some of the struggles and said, you know what, I'm just going to take over in the interim until we start to figure things out. And that's exactly what we saw tonight. Speaking of Giannis, our play of the game brought to you by Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. Our play of the game tonight, just the play of Giannis once more. He was dominant for the third consecutive game, and this time it finally resulted in a Bucks victory. That stat line again, 35 points, 11 rebounds, and two assists from Giannis. It's our play of the game brought to you by Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. Find your win at the Midwest premier gaming, entertainment, and hotel destination. All of that and more waiting for you at Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. Got a handful of scores to get you up to speed on that NBA scoreboard. We'll preview the two-game road trip as well. Before we do get to any of that, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Three other games on your Monday night NBA scoreboard. We'll take a look at two of those, which have gone final, get you up to speed on the final game of the night, and preview this two-game road trip between the Bucks and the Raptors, or I should say featuring the Raptors and the Charlotte Hornets, after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and sheets make cleaning look easy.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wrapping things up here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network, Justin Garcia. As the Bucks beat the Bulls inside of Fiserv Forum, 118-109, another 30-point game from Giannis, and another defensive effort from Brook Lopez with three blocked shots on the evening. Only four games on your NBA scoreboard this evening, and that includes the Bucks and the Bulls. Including that game, we've seen three go finals, so just one game in action as we speak. Let's take a look at those scores on your scoreboard. So the first of those finals took place in Boston, where the Celtics are 8-2 to start the season. They take care of the Knicks, 114-98. Jason Tatum scored 35 points with 7 assists in the victory, and 22 points from Jaylen Brown, 21 points from Kristaps Porzingis. Just 8 deep were the Boston Celtics in this one, but a dominant performance from Jason Tatum leads the way as the Celtics 8-2. The Knicks are just 5-5 on this young season. In Toronto, team the Bucks will face next, the Raptors get to 5-5 as they hang on to take care of the Wizards, 111-107. This was a collapse by the Washington Wizards as the Raptors would close this game on a 21-1 run. They entered the fourth quarter trailing by double digits and, again, scored 21 of the final 22 points in this game to escape with the win in Toronto. Pascal Siakam with 39 points in the win, while Kyle Kuzma scored 34 in the loss for the Wizards. Final game of the night is in Sacramento, where the Kings lead the Cavaliers at halftime. 68-60 is the score there. Domantas Sabonis with 16 points to lead all scorers at the halftime. So with these final scores, the Bucks sit at 6-4 on the season, and we have a logjam of teams with that record in the early going this year. You got the Pacers, the Heat, and the Bucks, all 6-4. Bucks beat the Heat but lost to the Pacers, of course, so a three-way tie for third place. And just a half game behind those three teams, you have the Hawks, the Magic, those two teams, 5-4, and then a handful of teams, 5-5. The Knicks, the Brooklyn Nets, and the Bucks' next opponent, the Toronto Raptors. Bulls dropped to 4-7. They would currently be in 12th place in the East. And a team the Bucks have coming up on Friday, the Charlotte Hornets, are at just 3-6 on the season. So these games, as we talked about, trying to navigate these waters and figure things out on both ends of the floor, the importance of winning while doing so. Schedule does present some of those opportunities. It presents some challenges as well. As we mentioned, the Celtics already on the schedule next week. Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks come to town this weekend. And, of course, that back-to-back with the Hornets Friday, the Mavs on Saturday. And, oh, by the way, the Raptors on the road Wednesday, a place where you were dismantled 2 weeks ago. But all steps in a part of the process of getting better, as we've heard from Adrian Griffin. Bucks' next game is going to be Wednesday in Toronto against the Raptors. That is a 6:30 tip-off. 6 o'clock is when our pregame coverage with myself and Dave Kane begins on these airwaves. And for those of you listening in Milwaukee, our extended postgame show gets started after we wrap up here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. We invite you to stick around on our flagship station, WTMJ, for the extended postgame show, Bucks Talk. We will take your calls, your texts, and your thoughts on what we saw tonight. We can take a look at the last handful of games from Brook Lopez and this dominant offensive performance the last couple of games as well that we've seen from Giannis. We will take a look at all of that and get into a greater detailed preview of the matchup with the Raptors on Wednesday. All of that and your thoughts on Bucks Talk as soon as we wrap things up here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. 118-109, the final score here inside of Fiserv Forum. It's the Bucks taking care of the Bulls to improve to 6-4 on the season and now hit the road for their next two games, Wednesday night in Toronto and Friday night in Charlotte against the Hornets. For Dave Kane, our statistician Tom Hecker, our engineer Ryan Elliott, and our studio crew, our engineer Max Meyerson and our producer Tommy Wirtz, I'm Justin Garcia, signing off, reminding you we will talk once again Wednesday night with more Bucks basketball right back here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and sheets make cleaning look easy.
Hey, definitely seen Billy Joel in the 70s and 80s. Haven't seen him recently, but he puts on a heck of a show. I should give a shout out to the original Robert Pilot. He was also a veteran of World War II and the Korea War. So big shout out to my father, Robert Pilot, too. So that's a good call. These veterans have really, you know, stood up for us for all these years. And we really, really want to give them they're just to do here. The concert, though, Stevie Nicks, yes, Landslide and all those songs, you know, definitely appreciate.
She did. She sang some of her songs that she did with Fleetwood Mac, which she actually wrote a lot of their stuff. So
yeah, there was a lot of drama going on there, and I remember their big album. They gave a big shout out in the back of their album to their cocaine dealer. You know, so the 70s were a little different back then, and her and her beau were breaking up during that album, and they both were writing songs at each other. So that was pretty interesting, pretty interesting era. But what a great album, and what a great artist that Stevie Nicks is and has been all these years.
Yeah, well, she did. She was really close with Tom Petty back in those days too, did a lot of songs with him. You know, Stop Dragging My Heart Around was one of their biggest ones, and but yeah, they were really close, so I think that was hard on her when Tom Petty passed, but she did a couple really beautiful tributes to him. So
yeah, well, Haley, it was hard on us too, us baby boomers. I mean, I think Tom Petty's first hit was when I was a junior in high school. You know, that's what's sad and crazy at the same time. He was on for so long. But again, you know, back to the veterans, we really appreciate them and really appreciate the great words that Governor Evers gave us today about the veterans. And we always need to keep them in our forefront. And so, you know, again, hey, I'm a little off here on the show, Haley. You know, it seems like it's been a month since I've been on, but it was just last week, wasn't it?
I know. Well, I think the time change might have got you to there, Dega, so, because daylight saving.
A little mini jet lag, too, you know, even though it's just coming from New York back home, it's still a little drag there. I had my great-nephew had a birthday. He was two years old, and so it was fun seeing the whole side of the family, Wendy's side of the family. So here we are, you know, doing radio live.
Doing it.
Right on. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Up next, Maren Hardy. We're going to talk a little Spirit Care Services and what's going on here in Minnesota here. So we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex. Recording sexual acts without permission. Hurting someone because of their sexual orientation. Raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger. Purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Are you thinking about college? Consider checking out Minnesota private colleges. These 18 nonprofit institutions keep the focus on students with small classes and professors who will get to know you. You'll find students from all backgrounds, and no two colleges are alike. And when it comes to cost, they're more affordable than you think. Find the college that's right for you at mnprivatecolleges.org/possible. mnprivatecolleges.org/possible.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
This is Leonard Peltier. I'm in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute in Minneapolis.
Yes, it is. Hey, we're here with Maren Hardy, and I see you got your Vikings hat. I gotta, before we get heavy and down dirty, and yeah, so you were there in Atlanta, so didn't you, like, you were, like, the reason why they won, and we brought this new guy in.
I'm kind of thinking, because I had this sweatshirt on and this hat on, that, you know, we had about 12 of us there, a couple of Atlanta Falcons fans, boo. But, you know, it was just so much fun. There were so many Vikings fans down there. I saw a couple people, and it was so much fun. And we made a couple Falcons fans move from in front of us who weren't, you know, really kind of weren't very friendly, but they had to hit the road. So, yeah, it was a blast.
Well, it's not a dream because Dobbs did it again this week.
Wow. Oh, shoot. Sorry. Got a little visitor there, you guys. Sorry. You know, he was so impressive, wasn't he? It's like a quarterback who can actually move the ball also is kind of our a secret weapon for the Vikings. And as you know, when I was little, I just knew I was going to marry Ahmad Rashad. So my faith has always been with them, but I'll always be a believer. You know, what can you do?
Well, they call the new quarterback a pastronaut. He's a pastronaut, so he has a degree, and he could be an astronaut if he wanted to be or move into it. And he's also a pastor or passer, so he's a pastronaut, I heard.
I love it. We'll take whatever he is. Just wrap them all into one. We'll take that burrito.
Right on. And, you know, we got a lot of people in Wisconsin that listen to the show. We're on 18 stations, Marn, and so we have to rub it in because, you know, we have to get our chance because every time I say anything, they go, well, we have all these, how many championships do you have? And I go, well, you guys don't remember in 1969, before the NFL and AFL merged, we had the last NFL championship in 1969, the Vikings, so poo.
There you go. We'll say that again, Robert. We need to keep remembering that. Hi, you guys.
Yeah, how you doing? Got a lot going on. And, you know, with your Spirit Care service here in Minneapolis and housing, it just does not stop, does it?
No. You know what, Robert, Haley, it just really doesn't. And it's just, it's so exciting. It is, it's kind of beyond what we ever really dreamed it would be right now. And with these incredible people backing us and supporting us and guiding us through, we actually have one elder housed out of Homeward Bound. I'm working on a second. Got his bridging has been super busy. I just got noticed today that his bridging appointment was set up, but not until February, which is good because that means people are getting housed. But I'll tell you, there's been so much support for him that he really didn't need much. He only needs like a bigger bed and maybe a couple dressers. So, but other than that, it's just been, it's so exciting and it's rewarding and it's just gone. The Creator is really, really working in mysterious, fun ways. And like I said, lots of people supporting us. It's exciting.
So let's back up a little bit and let our audience know what you're talking about and a little bit about Spirit Care Services.
Sure. So Spirit Care Services is a waiver provider company where we do, and I often refer to when we were younger, we had home health aid jobs. A lot of us in my age, so we're going and we're helping with homemaking, chores, putting groceries away, dishes, transportation, just light duties, not deep cleaning or anything like that. And what we found out recently was, on our native elders were not getting these services. They were the least served population. And so Maxine, my business partner, co-founder, and I thought, well, why aren't we just doing this for ourselves? Since I know all the elders, I worked at the Division of Indian Work doing that for 9 years. Maxine is super business smart, like crazy OCD, like brilliant. And we just put it together and we've had Leonard Gieschick and Diane Graff and Jetta. I mean, all these people really, really, Mackenzie Nolan. I mean, just these people who have really supported us doing this work. And right now we have about 13 clients. We've hired three people, and it's we've contracted with a native grant writer to write 3 grants for us that are coming up in the next 2 months. And so it's just, when we found out the need that it was missing, we just boots on the ground when the rubber meets the road and took off. And we have clients, not just Native clients, which is exciting. And I was at St. Paul Homes just today talking with their property manager, and they were working with UCARE. And they said, they had literally said, well, we're having a hard time finding providers. And wow. Pat said, not me. I've got Spirit Care Services in-house. So that was exciting because we'll have another client in St. Paul Homes. So it doesn't even feel like I'm going to work. It really doesn't. And I have 2 elders. 2 of my clients are in the hospital. One was getting discharged today and the other we were there for it. It's just, you know, when you know that our elders are by themselves and you can be there and they depend on you, that's what Spirit Care Services is all about. Our dependability, reliability, and compassion. And it's, I'll get a little choked up. It's just what the missing piece, and especially as we know in our communities, you know, the way we were brought up. And it's just, it's a joy. It's a dream come true, not only to work with my best friend, but to do something that I know I'm really good at and I make a difference.
So let's talk a little bit from beginning to end. So you get a client and this client might need help with.
So say we, you have a client who is like at like Beatty Gain or Elders Lodge, and they're having trouble picking up their laundry or taking out the trash or transportation in Phillips, which we don't want our elders having to take the bus. So what we used to step in and say, we help them get the assessment through their insurance. It's almost like we walk with them the whole way. So they get an assessment through their insurance. We make sure they do that. We make sure that we line up the right client with the right employee. We introduce them to the employee first and make sure it's the right fit. We find out how many hours they need. I mean, it's, to me, I'd rather have them have too many hours so we don't have to fight for them later. So say you have 3 hours a week. Well, that's not okay. I mean, 3 hours a week, what does that do? So I'm always pushing for at least 10 hours with maybe another 5 hours of transportation in case they want to go to a powwow or they want to go to a different food shelf or they want to go to Salvation Army. I mean, it's not wherever they want to go. And then we end up with that. We work really closely with case managers. We work really closely with Medica, UCare, all these insurance medical assistants, just making sure that they know we are there. You know, I will be at the assessments. So that just know that, you know, it's just making sure that all their services, all their needs are met to make sure make sure they stay in their homes longer.
Yeah. And that's so important. I mean, you know, all our elders are so important to us, and also they've worked so hard all their lives and they deserve this. So what a great gap you guys are filling. It's just it is exciting, and it can see, we can see it on your face, anybody watching us here on Facebook or YouTube, but it's awesome. I mean, not only the Vikings have won 5 in a row, but it sounds like you're winning too.
Yeah, I really feel like that, Robert. It's just, you know, we've had some ups and downs, we've had some battles with some MCOs, some insurance, but for the most part people have been really receptive. And I'm, like I said before, and the last time I was on the show, is I don't really take no for an answer very well, especially when I know it's something that they're afforded. And plus that Lieutenant Governor Flanagan has allocated these funds for. And I'm just like, listen, you're not doing your job and we will report you. Sorry, not sorry. I mean, what are you going to do? Fire me? It's just so it's fun because I'm the kind of person that I don't take no for an answer lightly.
How can we get a hold of you? How can people listening get a hold of you?
Yes. Oh, shoot. I just had it. So let me, I have my card. Of course, I hold on 1 second. And I know Maxine's listening to this too. And she's like, oh my God.
But you shouted out one of my good friends, Mackenzie Nolan. So shout out to her. But
yes.
Yeah, I just got to say, like, big Pina Gigi, thank you for doing this specific work for our elders, because we all know winter's coming up, and winter in Minnesota, especially if you're houseless, is brutal and, you know, deadly.
Yeah, exactly. And especially our elders, because they're the ones who are forgotten about, right? I mean, they're the ones that we battle for, because none of us would be here without them. Right. None of us. And I think that it's so easy to forget that. And, I remember I probably said the story before, but I remember when my grandma was in assisted living, we made sure that she had a visit every single day because of elder abuse.
Right.
And we just were like, and we look at people like, hey, we see you, you know, you see us. So it's about being present. And I think that's the important piece for us.
Absolutely. Hey, Google Spirit Care Services here, and you know, it'll pop right up, and reach out to them for this great service. And Maren, thank you so much. Skol Vikings, maybe we'll have you on every Monday to talk about the Vikings for a segment.
I love it.
Well, write that down, Haley. You know I have a good memory, but it's short. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break. Thanks, Maren.
You're welcome. Gigawabaman.
Be my way, be my best. Be my way, be my best. Be my
connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Government workers concerned about another government shutdown that could happen late Friday if Congress does not pass a temporary funding bill. Willie Joe Price has worked at the Library of Congress cafeteria for decades. Price sent a message to Capitol Hill lawmakers.
They're not thinking about the American people.
House Democrats and some Republicans preventing a vote to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary. Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene wanted it on border issues. Instead, Democrats asked to put the vote on hold and send the question to the Homeland Security Committee. House majority approved it. Huge fire under one of the most heavily traveled roadways in America was deliberately set, according to investigators, looking into the weekend fire in a storage area under the 10 freeway in Los Angeles. Israeli military saying it surrounded the largest hospital in Gaza. Biden administration officials say Hamas runs a command center under that hospital, although the military there denies it. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Leaders with the Universities of Wisconsin are urging lawmakers to release $32 million. They released a plan last week to bolster degree programs to prepare graduates for key jobs, but Republicans still want cuts to diversity offices. UW System President Jay Rothman says a deal's a deal.
We're taking the legislature at their word. They said this was focused on workforce development, and I think everyone in the state of Wisconsin can look at this and say, this is good for our state.
That's Rothman on Capital City Sunday on Channel 27 in Madison. A former Milwaukee police officer is acquitted of homicide charges. A Milwaukee jury on Friday found former officer Michael Mattioli not guilty in the 2020 death of Joel Acevedo. Mattioli says he was only trying to control Acevedo with a chokehold after a fight. He says he acted in self-defense. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC Tell, that's 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. 35 overnight under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, 61. Mainly clear tomorrow night, 37. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 39.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Minnesota's capital city. Voters last week elected women to all seven of the city council's seats, six of whom are people of color. And when the new council is sworn in at the start of next year, all seven members will be under the age of 40. That's significant, and that's right on.
That's exactly what we need here in St. Paul, isn't it? The younger generation's coming in, leading the way.
Well, too, and we talk about this a lot, and especially having you on, Haley, we really love talking about this, is that in this last election cycle, Gen Zs were out in full force again. There were elections across the country that people, because of polling, and I don't think, have you ever been polled? I don't think Gen Z's get polled, so they don't have phones, they don't pick up phones and answer questions, you know, they're too busy TikToking and stuff, you know, to get their So, I mean, these polls, I don't think they've been right for the last three or four presidential elections, let alone local and national elections. So three cheers to the Gen Zs that are really kicking it in and are sick and tired of being sick and tired with what's going on.
Hey, right on with that. Well, and Katie Cashman, who we had on Native Roots, I believe that was on November 2nd, but we had Katie Cashman on, and Katie was running for Ward 7, I believe, in Minneapolis, and she won. So congratulations, Katie.
Yeah, you know, we're very lucky to meet a lot of these people like Katie, like Sarah. Sarah was on the show, too. Up-and-coming politicians, and Sarah is really... she went to St. Paul Central, which I did, which makes her cool. And also, she is a engineer. So there's a lot of things going on there, especially with the way all this housing's being built, and you almost need an engineer to really speak up for, you know, what's happening to the building or the overbuilding or of housing here in Minnesota, or the lack of affordable housing and all those things that we care about here on Native Roots Radio, Haley.
Yes. Well, actually, for Ramsey County, they actually just put out something recently. It was their Ramsey County Housing Stability 2023-2024 cold weather plan for unsheltered residents. And this gives you primary warming spaces for single adults, which is at the St. Paul Opportunity Center right off of Dorothy Day Place there in St. Paul, and then also for families and youth ages 14 through 24, the Central Baptist Church there on 420 North Roy Street in St. Paul.
Yeah, definitely. It is getting to be that time of year. I know it's a little warmer here in the Twin Cities today, and unseasonably warm, but that's not going to be the case soon enough, and we know how quickly the weather can change and does change. So we have to really be worried and weary and thinking of our relatives that are unsheltered. Of course, we had that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, the Wall of Forgotten Natives in Minneapolis, where there were 300 people living in tents. You know, and they were all there, but we have more than that in the Twin Cities that are homeless, and I don't like to say it like that, but they don't have a place to stay, and we need to really be aware of it and help any way we can. And here at Native Roots Radio, we want to always talk about it and keep it in the forefront that these people are people, and they need our help, and whatever way we can help, let's do it.
Right, exactly. And yeah, you know, we have a couple good things going on that's always free down on Franklin Avenue, thanks to a lot of our great organizations in the Native American community, such as NAC. You know, Dr. Stately usually is on with us on Monday, so I just want to shout out that NAC's November Cedar Ceremony is Thursday, November 30th at 5 p.m., and that is at the Little Earth Gym, 2501 Cedar Avenue South, Minneapolis. And then they will be doing another full moon ceremony Monday, November 27th at 5 p.m.
Yes, you know, and what we talked about earlier, too, about American Indian veterans have the highest record of military service. American Indians and Alaskan Natives serve in the armed forces at five times the national average and have served with distinction in every major conflict for over 200 years. Just amazing. Hey, Haley, I don't know if you've seen this movie, but I saw on the flight home, I watched Smoke Signals again. I've seen, probably about 50 times, but it was definitely well worth it. And what's fun and funny is that I flew in on Delta, and they had that on their movie thing. So that was one of the movies you could pick from. So I was just trying to keep that kind of thing going and pick it. You know what I mean? Get the biorhythms of picking that movie. So
yeah, and you flying Delta. Who would have thought that?
Well, they're out of here. Oh, are you making? Oh, was that a joke?
I was making a joke.
Oh, yeah. I'm still a little jet lagged. I'm still a little jet lagged. Hey, you know, we got we have like 6 minutes left here. Why don't we? I see Angie and Ted are ready to come on. Why don't we grab them on? And Haley, why don't you take over this interview a little bit here, because there's some exciting stuff that I did not know about. But Haley, why don't you take it away and introduce our next guest here?
Yeah, well, there was a bunch of fun stuff going on here in the Twin Cities while you were out in New York, Robert, which seems like a trend. A lot of fun things happen when you're out of town. But yeah, so I actually was surfing through my Facebook page, as I do in the mornings, and my good friend Angie Vig here posted something very, very exciting. And she's with her husband, Ted. And I think, I don't know if this is Ted's first time on Native Roots Radio, but welcome. And you had a very exciting experience over the weekend, and I'm hoping you could tell our listeners what that was.
Sure. Well, I got to be Adam Sandler's guitar tech, which was super fun.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, can you hear us?
Let me speak up a little bit. So I got to be Adam Sandler's guitar tech, which was really pretty cool.
Where did Adam play?
At Target Center, downtown Minneapolis.
Nice.
What were they in town for? So it was a multitude of people. What were they performing, a comedy sketch, or what were they doing?
Yeah, well, it was a whole comedy concert show. And so he had a bunch of guests that showed up. He had Kevin
James.
Thank you. I keep forgetting his last name. And Rob Schneider. And then, I'm spacing her name from Sarah at Live. Sarah.
I can't remember.
She's anyway, great. But and they were like openers, and then they'd come up with him for certain numbers too. And there was a lot of music, a lot of songs that he did.
Six guitars on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Ted and Angie of our friends from Big Guitars on Snelling Avenue here in St. Paul. Adam Sandler, when he hosted Saturday Night Live, did an unbelievable tribute to Chris Farley. I don't know if you guys caught that, but did he play that or sing that in his concert? Because that was a tearjerker.
Yeah, he did that at the end of the show, and it was really great. And it was kind of there were three giant screens behind him, so he had kind of this video montage going the whole time.
It's so funny with Adam Sandler too. He was fired from Saturday Night Live, and then and it's, you know, how he does his little poetry and poems. He said, you know, he spit out a poem that, or when he hosted the show, that his he was fired, but and then all his movies have like accumulated $1 billion. So who won, you know? Yeah. And then my favorite song from when he was on Saturday Night Live was the Jewish song, you know, and he threw in even Rod Carew in there. The Hanukkah song. Yes. Thank you.
I just listened to it today, and it is so funny. Good. He's just so brilliant, and like making up words like, you know, Funica.
Find a word to rhyme.
Marijuanica.
Marijuanica, which is illegal here now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Zach. My gosh. Yeah. Live Nation reached out to our friend who works for Live Nation, and she said, hey, they need a guitar tech. You want to do it? And he was kind of freaked out at first, but I was like, Ted, this will be so cool. And he used to do this for how many years?
About 5 years for the band Mint Condition. I used to travel with them.
What?
Local R&B group.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, I think you guys are the unsung heroes. Not only do you get the correct sounding guitar out to the artist for the song, you got to keep those babies and make sure they're in tune when you bring them out too. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And the thing about a big kind of stadium, like a bigger venue like that, is the temperature really fluctuates. So the tuning really fluctuates, and the guitars were out for about 6 hours before the show. So numerous times I would just keep grabbing them and keep tuning them as they kind of got acclimated, and it seemed to all go off great. But then the crazier part, at dinner, I go to dinner And I kind of finish my last bite and I stand up. And here comes Adam Sandler and he looks at me. He says, well, I'll sit with you.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay. So I sat right back down again and I talked to him for a little bit. I didn't know what to say aside from guitar stuff, but
isn't that just awesome. Super kind that he's someone's sitting alone and he just comes and sits down and they get to chatting. And then Kevin James came and sat down and we're cracking both of them up. And oh my gosh,
it's pretty great.
You know, I get to like FOMO. You guys got to call me. I know I was in New York, but I got to hang out with you guys. Got to hang out with you guys. You got West Studi stopping in.
Come do our show.
Yes, definitely.
Learn from this guy.
Well, let's talk. Let's get you back on here this last segment for just a little bit and talk about your store. And I know time's tight here, so we'll talk about your store a little bit and how people can reach out to you and, get an autograph from both you, Angie and Ted. So, hey, we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget how far we've come in our battle against COVID-19. We're in a better place, but COVID-19 is still here, and we need to continue to help protect our communities. With the flurry of new schedules and classrooms, let's not overlook the fundamentals of staying safe. Wash your hands regularly and watch for any symptoms like fever, chills, a cough, or shortness of breath. Should you or someone you know have COVID-19 symptoms, stay home and get tested. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. Let's have this back-to-school season be a time of renewed commitment to our collective health and brighter future for our Native communities. Again, find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
When a drunk driver hit my car, the structural integrity and safety features of my Toyota Sienna saved my life. I will always own one. That's it. That's the ad. I don't think I need to add anything else, but I'll gladly mention their sales team is attentive and friendly, their service department is the best in the state, and their vehicles, you can put a lot of faith in the quality and safety of a Toyota vehicle. The structural integrity and safety features of my Toyota Sienna saved my life. I will always own one. That says it all. Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of Minneapolis on 394.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Wow, I didn't hear Angie and Ted. There we go. Oh, you're waiting for a solo. That was Oh, I see how you are. Hey, Haley, it's that time of year again, and it's so important that our friends and relatives know about this that need this.
Yes. So we're coming up to on the end of the year. We're around a lot of relatives, a lot of family, a lot of germs, and you want to go into the new year refreshed with a brand new health insurance plan. So MinSure is really great. You know, they were created to assist you in finding that right plan and